Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's December 20th and 21st, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday, December 20th, for all of my running friends, I'm going to put one last plea in. If you can join us at Bishop Brady at 11 o'clock, so you can be listening to this show, have your last cup of coffee, and then drive up to Bishop Brady. We have a road race at 11 a.m., and it raises funds for the Habitat for Humanity. And for those of you that run the Thanksgiving race out of Bishop Brady, it's the exact same course. So I like to do this race every year. One, it raises funds for the Habitat for Humanity, a great cause. But two, since we've just run this course on November 27th, Thanksgiving Day, it gives you an opportunity to see how far you've progressed in less than a month in terms of your time. And again, we use the exact same course. It's a four-mile course, and it will actually be my 91st race of the year. My running friends know, they see me almost at every race. I'm running slow, but I'm having a great time, and last weekend was the Jingle Bell for Arthritis race out of Portsmouth, and then on Sunday, John Mortimer's race out of Loudon Racetrack, and you ran around, and you saw the lights. It was a two-mile course. And it was a lot of fun. It was really good weather, actually. And to be able to run and see the lights at the same time was really, really a lot of fun. So anyway, if you're into running as I am, or if you just want to be with a lot of good folks, just come on up to Bishop Brady this Saturday, which is today, November 20th, if you're listening to this on Saturday. And it's not until 11 o'clock start, so you can fully listen to this show. Have more coffee, and then go ahead and register sometime after, you know, 10 or so at Bishop Brady. On the affordable care front, we're now into it for on the exchanges over a year, almost a year and a half, and it's really flourishing now for us from an oral health perspective. We've had close to now 2,000 folks who have purchased individual dental coverage off healthcare.gov in New Hampshire, and then an equal, actually more than 5,000 people have purchased on our private exchange called deltadentalcoverageme.com. So we'll put aside the politics of the Affordable Care Act and whether ultimately it will reduce cost of healthcare, but I can tell you from a oral health perspective, these thousands of people heretofore did not have dental coverage through their employer. They're now purchasing it individually. So it's been a good thing for Northeast Delta Dental. And if you want to know the secret behind our strategy of how we became more and more retail, sort of the conversion from a business-to-business company to a business-to-consumer company, you can read about that in my book, There Are No Do-Overs. The co-author is Dave Cowens. You can get it right here in Gibson's on Main Street in Concord, or you can go on Amazon.com. And it's not your typical, of course I'm not being objective here, but it's not your typical boring business book. It's 130 pages, and there's a lot of Dave Cowens in there. So if you're into sports, he helps make the connection between success in sports and success in business and in life. Now, the great thing about this radio program, in addition to allowing us to get the B2C, the business-to-consumer message out to the world and the importance of oral health, it allows us to feature community partners. And on this weekend, I have dragged in from Hopkinton, Ted Story, who is from the Hopkinton Lions Club. And the story behind the story, so to speak, no pun intended, Ted, is that when I first got into running back in 2004, there's an October race that the Hopkinton Lions Club has put on for many years. And it was really the very first official race that I did as a New Hampshire citizen, if you will, back around 2004, if you will, and my good pal Tom Walton got me involved. And so the Hopkinton Lions Club, for that reason alone, has a near and dear spot in my heart. So, Ted, welcome, and thank you for joining me on this December 20th and 21st.
Thank you, Tom. I want to thank you for having me here. I really appreciate you being a sponsor on my race. Also, I appreciate you bringing all the runners that you bring out, even though some of them are quite fast.
That's true. What Ted is, of course, alluding to is usually every year we also bring the NHTI cross-country student athletes with us, and, of course, youth. They run very fast. You know, you're talking about 5K at a, 17 minutes, as opposed to, let's say, older, more seasoned people like myself over 25 minutes. But it's fun when the young folks come out. And, of course, Nacho Hernandez, who was an All-American last year at NHTI, he actually runs it like in 16 minutes. I think he holds the record, Ted, right?
Yes, he does.
And he is so good that he's actually starting in January will be a Division I, with Southern New Hampshire University. He has a scholarship to run, and he has 2 years of eligibility. And he's from Spain. He's actually went back to Spain for the Christmas holidays, and then he'll be back, and he'll be starting at Southern New Hampshire. So he is the record holder at the Hopkinton Lions Club race. So, Ted, you're a real interesting guy. So why don't you talk first, before we get into your involvement with the Lions Club. You've been an officer. You've been involved for many, many years with the Hopkinton Lions Club. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your career and how you wound your way into the Hopkinton Lions Club?
Well, I started out, because I went to Hopkinton High School. Back in them days, we had a graduating class of 14.
14?
14, that's
all. One room schoolhouse?
I went in Hopkinton, I went to one-room schoolhouse in the village. We had two teachers in one room. Back in them days, if you acted up, the teachers had no problem in backhanding you.
And look at you. You're perfectly fine. You're a good-looking man in your 80s. It didn't cause any problems, right?
Not too many, no. I like to tell my grandchildren when I was in the fifth grade, I was the third smartest kid in the fifth grade.
Because there's only
we
three
only
kids.
Had three.
Ted, you're too funny. So seriously, was it really that small?
Yes. We had one room, and we had two teachers, Mrs. Cronin and Mrs. Melcher. I'll never forget them. And that was during World War II. We did a lot of shows and collected paper and metal for the war and bought a lot of war bonds and war stamps. And both teachers were married to dive bomber pilots in the Pacific.
Wow.
And both pilots got killed the same week, and the teachers didn't even take a day off. They said they didn't have any reason to take one off.
Wow, what a wonderful, inspiring story that is. Oh my God. So Ted, so you still live in Hopkinton, right?
Yes, I live on Gage Hill in Hopkinton.
Okay, so we'll find you if we need you. But so you've seen the Hopkinton community grow a lot then?
Very, very much so. Back in the early days, you knew everybody. Now you know very few.
But you still hang out at We Get the Coffee, right?
Yes, yep. I still hang out in all the places in Hopkinton.
Super. Okay, so now, and then you served our country, correct?
Yes, I was in the Air Force.
So tell us about that. So right after World War II, you enlisted, or how did that happen?
No, I was going to UNH. I was in my second year at UNH, and I quit ROTC, which was a mistake. So about a month later, I get my draft notice. And instead of going to the Army, I snuck in the Air Force. I was supposed to go in the Army about the 16th of February. I went in the Air Force on the 3rd of February, and I stayed in for 26 years, in which I'm very glad I did. It was a very, very good career. I try to encourage other people to go in, young people, but they don't seem to want them, most of them.
Well, I think there's actually been a resurgence, but it's good that you're out there talking about it. So before we get too far along, I want to just acknowledge, of course, that you have a leadership role in the Hopkinton Lions, and the Hopkinton Lions does have a website, HopkintonNHLions.com. So tell us, let me read the mission statement. It's to create and foster a spirit of understanding among all people for humanitarian needs by providing voluntary service through community involvement and international cooperation, to volunteer our time and provide assistance to the disabled, underprivileged, elderly, and youth of our community, particularly related to sight and hearing in accordance with the mission of Lions Club International. So, let me take a step back. When I was growing up, my father was, I grew up in the Massachusetts area, he was huge into the Lions Club, and all I can remember is him dragging me on a Saturday, seemed like every Saturday, selling light bulbs related to the site. So I had to get this question. My mom actually wanted me. I said I'm interviewing someone with the Lions Club, so she wanted me to ask this question. Do you guys still sell light bulbs and stuff?
We our club sold light bulbs for several years. We went house to house, but I don't think anybody sells light bulbs anymore because we got priced out with the box stores, and we don't sell them anymore.
So the invisible hand has come to light bulbs as well. So, but the mission still, there is some focus still on sight and hearing, correct?
Yes, so the main focus for the Lions is sight and hearing. We do other things. Like our club, at one time, there was a woman who needed an air conditioner very bad because she couldn't breathe. Within 2 days, we had the air conditioner installed. We bought it and installed it. There was also a gentleman down in the Dover, in the Nashua area, who didn't have any legs. He worked, but he needed a different type of wheelchair, and no one seemed to want to help him. We did get him the wheelchair.
So you become aware of these things, and then you all pitch in both with with your time, but also, if need be, purchase materials?
Right. The Lions were started in 1978, and right now they're in about 205 countries. It's the biggest service organization in the world. Our main goal is sight and hearing, but we also do other things like the Hopkins Lions. We've built several people have gotten sick, and we built ramps so they can get in their house. We even built a very strong ramp so that crippled people or handicapped people could get on horseback. We built that ramp. And we have never turned anybody down for glasses.
That's terrific. And I know we do the road race every year, and I see the sort of very passionate volunteer. So after commercial break, we'll get into a little bit more detail, including your experience as zone chairman for the Lions Club. And again, the Hopkinton Lions website is HopkintonNHLions, all one word, .com. We'll return with the world-famous Ted story with more of his story after a commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio on this December 20th and 21st. And again, for my racing friends, if you're listening to this on December 20th, I hope you'll join me at Bishop Brady for the Habitat for Humanity Road Race. It's the 4-mile road race. It's right out of Bishop Brady, and that's at Saturday, December 20th, 11 a.m. start time. So you can listen to this show, have one more cup of coffee, and then drive up to Bishop Brady for the road race. And what started me on the road racing circuit, if you will, is a gentleman to my left, Ted Story of the Hopkinton Lions Club. And Ted, thank you again for joining me on this December 20th and 21st.
Thank you.
And I understand it's a pretty significant day in your life, December 20th today. So can you tell us about that?
Yes, this is my wife's birthday. I won't say how old she is. I'm not really sure. So
Well, I think you robbed from the cradle, maybe. So
yes, I did.
So she's probably very young. So that's
yes.
So happy birthday. I think her name is Eileen. Right?
Eileen, right.
And you were telling me offline that even though she's not an official member of the Hopkinton Lions Club, that she's very involved and helps out with the pamphlet for the road race, and I'm sure a number of other things.
Yes, she's involved in lots of things. Call her up and she'll do just about anything.
That's great. And we all know, I think all of us know that everything in life is a partnership. So I'm sure we've inspired, we have a listening audience here, and I'm sure we've inspired someone to want to join the Lions Club. So if I'm interested in joining the Lions Club, I would just call you, and you're 746-4347?
Yes, call that number, and I will talk to you, and I'll also send you an application, and you can visit one of our meetings and see what we do.
Yeah, that's probably the best way of doing it. And typically, how often do you meet?
We meet on the second and third Tuesday of every month, except July and August. We do have in August, we do have a steak lobster cookout at my house, which is very well attended. And we still do things those months, but we don't have meetings.
Well, I think just going to the Ted Story Lobster Bake in itself would be one main reason to join the Hopkinton Lions. So again, that's 746-4347, and the website is HopkintonNHLions, all one word, .com. Now, I've mentioned a couple of times the annual race that you put on, and it's a ways away, but I think we want to make sure it gets on people's calendar. It's October 3rd of 2015 at 11 a.m., and it's right out of the Slusher Senior Center in Katuket. And again, it's a great out-and-back course, well-managed, impossible to get lost. There's someone at every corner. It's an out-and-back, relatively flat. If you're looking for a PB, a personal best for the year, I always recommend this one because, you know, by the fall, you've put in enough mileage during the year, and I know personally that some of the best times that I have ever gotten were at this race on October 3rd, and it was the very first one I ever did back about 10 years ago. So, Ted, you have a warm spot in my heart, so thank you for organizing that race every year. And, of course, those funds do go to the Hopkinton Lions, correct?
Yes. All the money that we bring in, 100% of the money has to go to charities. We also sponsor the Cub Scouts, and we run their Pinewood Derby every year and give them all the ice cream that they can eat. We also we make our money mainly from we have a Christmas tree sale. We have the road race. We also have a market where we sell things.
Wow. So so you must be right in the middle of the Christmas tree sale now.
Yes.
So
yep.
where if someone wanted to buy a Christmas tree, where would
we sell them up at the depot up in Kentucky.
Okay, great. So you've had a long career in the Hopkinton Lions, and you've also been the what's called the zone chairman. So you've obviously enjoyed the camaraderie and also feeling good about doing well by doing good. So what have you seen in the evolution of the Lions Club over time?
It's the biggest change that I've seen is everyone is getting older. We do need more younger. We need more younger people. When I say younger people, I mean 50 years and down. I'm the second oldest in the club. We have one person that's older than I am. He's very active. We have a zone. And a zone consists of five clubs: Hopkinton, Anika, Hillsboro, and Ware, and Concord. I can't
Concord,
forget Concord.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's a very good organization. We strictly serve, and that's our logo: is we serve.
I think that's great, and you can see it. I see Ted's colleagues every October, and you can tell that. They are clearly volunteering their time, and they have passion for it. And I think the stories that you, no pun intended, described before the commercial break on dealing with some of the disabled and underprivileged, just when you're made aware of them, how people, you know, rally and help out, not just with treasury, but also their time. It's great to see.
Yes, one of our big things I don't want to forget is we're very involved with the food pantry. We collect quite a bit of money for them. We also involved with the Henneke Lions. They have a garden, and we every Tuesday we take about 200 pounds of vegetables up to the food pantry during the summertime.
And I know with my work with the New Hampshire Food Bank, as well as working with the Pulse, we know that surprisingly, and this may be a fact that shocks people, but one out of nine people in New Hampshire are food insecure, meaning they have to worry about where their next meal comes from. And that's a shocking statistic. one out of nine people, including many, many children. So it's great that you have done that with the food pantry. So in your career, as when you were zone chairman, did that your role, you would go from club to club and kind of discuss the vision of
zone chairman? You visited all the clubs. We also, you had either three or four meetings where the five clubs would get together and talk about what they're doing and exchange ideas. And we also have a couple meetings every year with New Hampshire has about 94 clubs in it. And we have a meeting, several cabinet meetings every year where we talk about what we're doing and how we raise money.
And I see that because one of my colleagues who's appeared on this show with me a number of times, Joe Casper, is, as you know, really yes. involved with the Lions Club in general. And we've actually had some of those sort of strategic sessions at 2 Delta on a Saturday. And I see a plethora of Lions Club folks coming in on their own time on a Saturday, kind of strategizing. So if I'm a younger or more seasoned citizen of New Hampshire and I want to join up, I would just call you at 746-4347?
Yes, call me up. And if you want to join some other club like Concord or Hillsborough Henniker, I can give you the telephone number for them too.
Okay, so you would coordinate
if
I would prefer to join the Concord. So what's on your so you're in the middle of selling Christmas trees, and then when we roll into 2015, then as the summer rolls by, you'll start coordinating the road race in October. What happens in the Lions between, let's say, January and next summer?
We have a fundraiser. We also have either one or two scholarships every year. The road race actually takes me about 10 months.
Yes, it does.
I have to get the sponsors, and I have to get the forms out. I visit a lot of the races. Seems like every race I visit, you're always there.
That's true. Well, and I think Ted makes a good point, though. That's definitely a true statement. I've done, today's race will be number 91 at the Habitat for Humanity. But I loved what Ted just said, which is it's a 10-month process. I get calls from a lot of people that say, I want to start a road race. I've seen that it's a good way. It's a kind of a combination. It can, you know, raise money for a charity, and it's a good way of getting everybody together and delivering a message. And I want to put it on, and they're 1 month away. So I like what you say. I mean, to line up the sponsors, because a road race can make money for your charity in two ways. If you get sponsors, all that money can go towards paying the timing and the T-shirts, and then all of the registration fees can go to the charity. So it's a good formula, but you have to have someone like Ted that's going to be at it for 10 months. So like I say, Ted, you were the one that got me into this game, so I'm always going to remember that.
Good. I'm glad I did.
and as I've said at the earlier, my father was huge into the Lions, and so there will always be a soft spot in my heart for the Lions Club. And, of course, one of my colleagues, Joe Casper, is also, you know, big into the Lions. So you served our country. How was that? Like, you were a very young man at that point.
I had planned to stay in 4 years and get out, but I really enjoyed it, and it was a very good career. I recommend to anybody that wants to do it. Don't think you can go into service and not study or go to school, because you'll be going to a lot of schools. And everything is what you make it. I have a brother that was in the Navy for 30 years, and I have a son who was in the Navy for 20 years.
And I think what you just said, and I think that's true of most things, you know, where you go to college, it's what you put into it, and you have to have passion for that. And I know you have passion for the Lions Club. So you can make one more statement for the Lions Club, and then I'll give out the contact information one more time.
Yes, as I say, I encourage anybody that wants to join the Lions, give me a call, and I will talk to you, and I will invite you to a meeting, and also I'll send you an application.
I love it. So the mission statement, to create and foster a spirit of understanding among all people for humanitarian needs by providing voluntary service through community involvement and international cooperation, to volunteer our time and provide assistance to the disabled, underprivileged, elderly, and youth of our community, particularly related to sight and hearing, in accordance with the mission of the Lions Club International. Hopkinton, New Hampshire, Lions, all one word, .com, 746-4347. It's been my honor to be with Ted Story, and you've heard his story. Happy birthday, Eileen. Tom Raphael will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.